Feral Gas with great service and a reliable propane supply from passionate professional employee owners.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The largest cranes on the East Coast are right now in Baltimore Harbor or moving there to begin the long process of getting rid of the wreckage of the Key Bridge. Maryland Governor Wes Moore saying on Thursday that this stage of the cleanup will be paid for by the federal government.
We submitted an initial $60 million request to the Biden-Harris administration for initial mobilization, operations, and debris recovery efforts. And I can report that as of this afternoon, the Biden-Harris administration has approved that request.
Big fundraiser at Radio City Music Hall last night for President Biden. Former Presidents Clinton and Obama were there. Former President Trump on Long Island for the wake of a slain New York City police officer. Today marks exactly 1 year behind bars for Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Gershkovich, arrested in Russia for spying, a charge his company, the Wall Street Journal, and the U.S. government strongly refute. This is ABC News. The suspect in Wednesday's Rockford, Illinois stabbing spree that left four people dead will be charged with first-degree murder and five counts of attempted first-degree murder. Winnebago County District Attorney Jay Handley said that 22-year-old Christian Soto told police one of the victims gave him what he believed to be marijuana laced with something before the attacks began.
Soto said he became paranoid after the drug usage. He said he retrieved a knife from the kitchen at Jacob's house and proceeded to stab Jacob and Ramona to death. He could not recall a description of the knife. Soto stated he then left residence in his vehicle, and he recalled taking out the mailman.
Georgia lawmakers on Thursday approved new election rules that could impact this year's presidential race. The bill would allow any political party that is qualified for the presidential ballot in at least 20 states or territories onto the Georgia ballot. The change could be a boost to independent candidates like Robert F. Kennedy Jr. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Are you getting tired of packing, unpacking, setting up, and then repacking for one craft show just to do it again next weekend for another show? Join the Creative Outlet team of crafters. For about $1 a day, I will display, advertise, and sell your items for you. I'll help take the stress out of doing what you love most, being creative. For more information, I welcome you to contact the Creative Outlet today.
When it comes to choosing a propane company, there's no settling for second best. Feral Gas is the propane provider that can give you the quality service you deserve. Whether you're using propane for your home, business, or farm, they're the dependable propane company that's been powering communities across the nation for nearly 80 years. With 24/7 emergency service, flexible billing and delivery options, and a customer referral program that pays you back, it's no wonder why Feral Gas Richland leads the pack. Call 647-2164 today and experience the Feral Gas advantage.
We are so happy to say that we have welcomed Marshfield Furniture to our store. Corton, Maine just got a little bit better. Exceptional furniture uniquely suited to your taste and lifestyle is a result of their passion for craftsmanship, quality, and excellence. With 120 fabric options and 48 leather options, they create custom furniture to fit your style and home. So many different collections to choose from, we just know there is something for everyone. Only at Corton, Maine in downtown Richland Center, open 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday and 9 to noon on Saturdays.
Hello, everyone. This is Todd Compernall reminding you that I'm running for re-election as Richland Center's city mayor. In my time as mayor, Richland Center has added new homes, new businesses, and new jobs. We've completed a major street project each year, and we've done all of this while keeping the taxpayers in mind. It's been an honor to represent my hometown as mayor for the last 4 years, and there are exciting things on the horizon. I'm asking for your vote Tuesday, April 2nd. Thanks for listening.
You're invited to join Trinity Apostolic Faith Church at 489 South Larson in Richland Center to learn more about the basic truths found in Scripture. On Sunday mornings, school begins at 9:30 with morning worship at 11, evening worship at 5, and on Wednesdays, Bible study begins at 7. Enjoy a warm, traditional environment as you learn about Jesus. No collections are taken at the Apostolic Faith Church. For more information, call 608-647-3406 or go to apostolicfaith.org.
Consider this, the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanseth us from all sin, 1 John 1:7. There used to be a familiar adage that said, blood will tell. This saying meant that if you came from a good family background, you would be a good person. If you came from an unsavory lineage, you would not be a very nice person. One person wrote, "My dad had many things in common with his ancestors, but one thing that made a distinct change in his life was the day he gave his life to Jesus. The sinful habits he had picked up from ancestors and elsewhere, such as drinking, were removed from his life in a moment of time. The blood of Jesus had a greater effect on his life than the blood of his ancestors. For whatever reason, sinful habits often do show up in successive generations within families. Yet there is no sinful trait so strong, not even one that has carried on for generations, that cannot be overcome by Jesus. The blood of Jesus is more powerful than the blood of ancestors, and it cleanses us from all sin." Your friends at the Apostolic Faith Church thank you for considering this.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, working hard to be sure every customer is treated correctly the first time.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, it looks like a pretty nice spring day out there with seasonal temperatures and at least partial sunshine. But there is a weather system gathering across the Dakotas heading eastward that is likely to bring us a bit of rain tonight. Nothing real heavy, but up to a few tenths of an inch possible, getting heavier east of our area. Now, behind that system, it should be fairly quiet for tomorrow and into early Sunday. But another disturbance sliding in by midday Sunday could provide some light showers once again. A much more potent low-pressure system will slide south of us Monday into early Tuesday. That could bring some heavy rain, at least up through parts of Iowa and Illinois, and possibly into southern Wisconsin, depending on its track. And there might be just enough cold air around that we could see some wet snow mix in for Monday night and early Tuesday. That storm will also produce some strong winds. Behind that, things will dry out and turn a bit warmer later next week. Well, here's that forecast for today. Partly sunny and relatively mild as temperatures slide up toward 56. East-southeast wind at 5 to 10. Light rain likely tonight by late evening. Low temperature 36. Tomorrow cloudy in the morning, then some breaks of sun later. High at 53. Northwest wind close to 10. Saturday night variably cloudy. Low 33 degrees. Sunday cloudy with a 50% chance of scattered light rain, especially by midday. High close to 50. Monday looks cloudy and blustery with rain likely by afternoon, low in the mid-30s, high near 47. Now that rain could mix with some wet snow later Monday night as low temperatures drop to 33. Tuesday a chance of rain or snow in the morning, blustery and cool with decreasing clouds late, high in the mid-40s. Wednesday partly cloudy, low 26, high 48, and pretty nice on Thursday, mostly sunny with a high of 57. Hope you have a good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Richland County Bank is very proud of its tradition, but the bank has a sharp focus on the future. The Hometown Savers Club helps young people learn about the importance of saving money. Youth ages 13 to 18 are eligible to open a Hometown Savers Club account. Richland County Bank encourages young people to make regular deposits regardless of size. Each time a $10 deposit is made to a Hometown Savers Club account, you'll receive a bonus card stamp. Once you have filled your bonus card with $100 in deposits, you may choose a gift certificate from one of the participating merchants as a thanks for being wise and saving money. Richland County Bank knows learning to save money now will make it much easier later. And each year, an area high school senior who is a Hometown Savers Club member will be selected to receive a $500 scholarship. Learn more about the Hometown Savers Club at Richland County Bank in Richland Center. Member FDIC and an equal housing lender.
Richland County.
It is a partly cloudy 26 degrees, up from a morning low of 23. Yesterday's high was 46 and no precipitation. A record high for this day set back in 1982 at 82 degrees. Also, a record low of 1 degree was set in 1887. Last year on this day, our high was 39 while our low was 21. Sunset today will be at 7:24, sunrise tomorrow at 6:48. Right now, no precipitation as the barometer is slightly down to 30.6, and we have light southwest winds. It is 26 degrees.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, committed to promoting growth and development in the communities throughout the area.
WRCO Sports is sponsored this morning by Hillsboro Equipment, locally owned and operated with products to make your outdoor living easier and more enjoyable. and Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers, where flowers are their inspiration to create lasting memories.
Working outdoors often results in a great feeling afterwards, the feeling of having achieved something. Whether it's tackling fallen limbs, cutting firewood, or clearing land, Steel has a chainsaw for your next project. Find your Steel at Hillsboro Equipment, like the reliable MS-271 Farm Boss, a high-performance, high-tech chainsaw that's built to work day in and day out. Enjoy the satisfaction of a job well done with a Steel chainsaw from Hillsboro Equipment, Boston Equipment, or Slama's Lawn and Sport, Reedsburg.
Bring the joy of spring into your home with a visit to Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers. All Easter gifts and decor now 30% off. Brighten your Easter table with a beautiful fresh centerpiece. Easter lilies and potted bulbs from Robin's Nest also available. Stop in today or call 383-1616. Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers at the corner of Orange and 3rd, Richland Center.
Good morning. For WRCO Sports, I'm Bo Hendricks, in for Phil Nee. Yesterday was All-Star Bowling League action, and in the league, Team High Series went to Cardinal Glass with a 30-42 series. It was Harris Exteriors in second with a 28-47, and right behind that, it was J.J. Walsh Jewelry with a 28-46. For Team High Game, that also went to Cardinal Glass with a 10-32. Harris Exteriors with a 10-16 in second, and in third, J.J. Walsh Jewelry tying with Turbo's Bar and Grill with a 9-98. For Bowlers High Series, the first place went to Kevin Genthy with a 7-03. Right behind that, though, in second was Isaac Davison with a 700, and then a tie at third with a 689. It was Elijah Cannon and Greg Shep. For Bowler High Game, the first place went to Greg Shep with a 298. Also, it was in second, a tie with Travis Bushley and Anders Unseth with a 269, and then it was Kevin Genthy after that with a 267. For some additional highlights from the league yesterday, it was Will Barassa bowling a 631 series, 115 pins over average. Jordan Slaney bowled a 665 series, 107 pins over average. Rob McConkie had a 587 series, which was 104 pins over his average. Jimmy Wilson bowling a 634 series, 97 pins over average. And Rich McConkie bowled a 472 series, 94 pins over average. So congratulations to all of them. For Coffee Clutch bowling scores, the team high series went to Three Aces with a 1777. Class A, right behind that with a 1773, and Girlfriends in third with a 1735. Team High Game went to Class A with a 636, while Girlfriends was in second with a 619. Three Aces had a 613 High Game. Also, in individual high series, Marsha Mahatka and Cheryl McNerlin had a 505, and Makovec had a 462, and Pat Adam had a 440. Individual High Game went to Cheryl McNerlin with a 201, and Marsha Mahatka had a 195 and 170 High Game. So, congratulations going out there for all of those who were in the Coffee Clutch League yesterday. We were able to get some high school sports in yesterday for the spring. In high school baseball, it was Riverdale 15, Cashton 5. Logan Cagle picked up the win with 7 strikeouts. Riverdale's Chase Chitwood notched the save. Chase Chitwood also delivered with his bat, going 2-for-2 and driving in 2 runs. The leading hitter was Logan Cagle, finishing the game, going 2-for-2 with 4 runs batted in. In area high school softball, River Ridge defeated DeSoto yesterday 17-6. The postseason success for the Wisconsin women's basketball team has continued with an 86-61 win over Illinois State. Just over 3,133 fans were in the Kohl's Center stands. Sonia Copeland and Sarah Williams led the Badgers with 18 points apiece. Coach Marissa Mosley's team won the game with long-range bombs, hitting 9 of 19 three-pointers, while the Redbirds were just 3 of 18. Wisconsin stays alive and will meet the winner of tonight's game between Purdue, Fort Wayne, and St. Louis. A second-half comeback effort came up short in Milwaukee's 107-100 loss at New Orleans Thursday night. The Bucks dropped a second straight game despite 35 points and 14 rebounds by Giannis. The Pelicans were up by 16 at halftime, 61-46, and built a margin as big as 18. Milwaukee chiseled it down to 5 in the closing moment, but couldn't draw even. The Bucks play at Atlanta Saturday. There has been no official announcement, but legendary voice of the Brewers, Bob Uecker, could dial it back for the 2024 season. He'll be on the air, though, Tuesday when Milwaukee opens the season at home against the Minnesota Twins. Uecker's plans after that aren't known. Team officials say the 90-year-old voice of the Brewers will take it game to game after that. This is his 53rd year in the broadcast booth. He has already limited himself to just home games in the last few years. Marquette guard Cam Jones says he and his teammates won't change anything as they take on North Carolina State in the Sweet 16 round of the NCAA tournament. Jones, Tyler Kolek, and Coach Shaka Smart spoke with the media Thursday in Dallas and then got some practice time in American Airlines Center. The Golden Eagles and the Wolfpack battled to advance in the game starting in the tournament starting at 6 p.m. Central Time. The talent's there, but tight end Josiah DeGura didn't produce during his time with Green Bay. Now the third-round pick is moving on to Jacksonville. In 3 years with the Packers, DeGura started just 10 games, and his playing time was diminishing. By the 2023 NFL season, he was mostly a special teams player. Now DeGura has signed a one-year deal with the Jags. In 50 games, he caught 47 passes for 436 yards and 2 touchdowns while playing for Green Bay. Grant Nelson converted a go-ahead three-point play with 38 seconds remaining, and Alabama defeated top-seeded North Carolina 89-87 to reach the Elite Eight of the NCAA tournament for the second time in school history. Nelson finished with a season-high 24 points, 19 in the second half, and he blocked R.J. Davis' attempt at a tying layup after giving Alabama the lead. The Tide faced sixth-seeded Clemson on Saturday for a berth in the Final Four. Top-seeded and defending NCAA champion UConn advanced to the Elite Eight with another double-digit victory, beating San Diego State 82-52 in a rematch of last year's title game. Stephon Castle had 16 points and 11 rebounds. Cam Spencer scored 18, and Tristan Newton added 17 points and 7 rebounds for the Huskies. They will play the winner of the other East Regional semifinal between number 2 Iowa State and number 3 Illinois for a spot in the Final Four in Glendale, Arizona. The Huskies followed up blowouts last weekend with their 9th straight double-digit March Madness victory. Chase Hunter scored 18 points and converted a 3-point play with 25.7 seconds remaining as Clemson advanced to the Elite Eight for the second time in school history, beating Arizona 77-72 in a West Region semifinal. PJ Hall had 17 points for the 6th-seeded Tigers, who advanced to face either play Alabama. Clemson last reached the Final Eight in 1980, when there were 48 teams in the NCAA tournament. Also, it is in sports news. Many fans at the Oakland Coliseum were still hanging out in the parking lot when Alex Wood delivered the first pitch of the season for the Athletics against the Cleveland Guardians. And they had no intention of going into the stadium. In protest of the A's planned move to Las Vegas in 2028, fans grouped staging a boycott of the home opener Thursday, purchasing tickets to the game to organize a block party outside the stadium. A half hour before the game's first pitch, hundreds of fans gathered in the far corner of the parking lot. They displayed sell T-shirts and flags and threw beanbags at caricatures of team executives, including owner John Fisher and President Dave Cavall. For WRCO Sports, I'm Bo Henricks.
Lust Auction Service. Bid, buy, and sell now at WisconsinSurplus.com. Auctions end daily. Don't miss out. Visit WisconsinSurplus.com today. Meister Log and Lumber Company. Buying logs and lumber throughout Wisconsin since 1936. Call Toby Witkowski, your local professional forest manager, at Meister Log and Lumber. And Schmidt Woodland Hills, a modern assisted living community that offers different levels of assistance based on need. It's more than living. It's living well at Schmidt Woodland Hills Richland Center.
Here is Jamie Gander of Badgerland Flooring.
We started our business in 2008, and we named it Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin, obviously. And then 6 years ago, we started doing kitchens, and we just want to really get the word out to people that we're doing those now as well. We have a showroom west end of the building is committed to kitchens. You know, we do bath remodels, vanities, countertops. You can do any type of flooring, walk-in showers, but we're really trying to let the public know we're doing a lot of kitchen nowadays, too.
See Badgerland Flooring in Richland Center for more information.
Are you looking for a great deal? L&M Salvage is offering top dollar for aluminum cans at 50 cents a pound. Clean out your garage and bring your cans to L&M Salvage now through April 6th. We also pay premium prices for all metals and farm machinery. Call us at 647-3490 or visit L&M Salvage, County Highway Y off Highway 80 South, Richland Center. Remember, at L&M Salvage, nobody is a stranger, just a friend we haven't met yet. L&M Salvage is open all day on Good Friday.
Hi, Travis with Wirtz Floor and Home in Spring Green. Want to give your house a new look? Whether it's one room or a whole house, we can help. From the industry's best Karastan carpet to exceptional hardwood floors by Mirage, or even if it's vinyl plank, we have it. Want a new kitchen or bath? We can help with that too. Quality products and quality service from a company you can trust. Wirtz Floor and Home.
Well, it's time for Fresh from the Country as we are getting things going here on WRCO. It's a Friday morning, and I'm Bo Hendricks. And yeah, Fresh from the Country. Don't worry, I made sure I'm extra fresh today, and I got some fresh music, some fresh information in this week's top 10. So, should be some interesting moves, one of which is a break heading into the top 10 this week. It is Scotty McCreery with his song at number 10 this week. It is Cab in a Solo.
I've sent a dozen texts and I ain't heard jack. I guess she's busy playing hard to get back. So I bought roses and her favorite wine, thinking we'd be making up in no time. But I'm parked out here on her street. Looks like the joke's on me. Sitting here, I can't believe what I just saw. Couple shadows kissing on her bedroom wall. It's looking like my plan didn't work out at all. Our break turned into broke up. So now I'm finding out how a heartbreak tastes with a silver oak 1998. Drinking cab in a solo, solo in the cab of my truck. I thought about taking it back to the store, cause it's the nicest bottle that I ever paid for. But then again, if I had that money back, I'd just find a bar and go run up a tab. I could go for a whiskey, I could go for a beer, but hell, I'm already saw couple shadows kissing on her bedroom wall. It's looking like my plan didn't work out at all. Our break turned into broke up. So now I'm finding out how a heartbreak tastes with a
my truck.
Welcome to Richland Family Restaurant Studios, where great music and good times meet.
Give me some of that 90s country where the green grass grows. Turn on the radio, what do I hear? A light up and I'm popping a little rock and roll. I'm dreaming of the melodies of yesteryear. But you know what they say, easy come, easy go. Ooh, play me that old tune. Ooh, not looking for something new. Give me some of that 90s country where the green grass grows. School. Those sweet memories won't ever fade away. Oh, hearing them now takes me back to the day. Ooh, play me that old tune. Ooh, not looking for something new. Give me some of that 90s country where the green grass grows. Just one of a kind.
90s country, that's a brand new tune from Holdaways, the group here on Fresh from the Country, a brand new hit for you on a Friday morning. And before that, coming in at number 10 this week on the charts, the country airplay charts, it was Scotty McCreery, Cabin of Solo. Moving up from 10 last week, up a spot to 9 this week. We'll hear now from Jordan Davis with Tucson Too Late.
I didn't know if we were over or just on the rise. It was me thinking I could save us, just a mirage. I was burning up a highway, it kept getting longer. With every turn of these tires, she just kept getting goner. And the sky was showing no signs of rain. Ain't nothing to lay in that plane. I'm racing through the desert, thinking I could catch her, but losing ground in this Chevrolet. And it's 747, somewhere between here and heaven. And heaven knows I let her see. guess I got Tucson too late. I wonder if she sat there stirring vodka with a straw. Was she counting down the seconds? Or maybe having second thoughts and was moving all made up in her mind? Would she change it if she knew that I was racing through the desert, thinking I could catch her, but losing ground in this Chevrolet? And it's 747 somewhere between here and heaven, and heaven knows I let her slip away. Guess I got Tucson too late. Ooh. Now she's on some silver wings flying, and me, I'm on the bad side of good time, yeah. I'm racing through the desert, thinking I could catch her, but losing ground in this Chevrolet. Somewhere between here and heaven, heaven knows I let her slip away. I showed up and she's gone. Guess I waited too long, like a sad country song. Damn, I got to Tucson too late. Too late. Oh, I got to Tucson too late.
Back then right now. Yeah, back then right now.
Part of Fresh from the Country, that is Tyler Hubbard, now up to number 8 this week, 11 last week with his song Bite Back Then, Right Now. And right now, you're listening to Fresh from the Country here on WRCO with me, Bo Henricks. And I'm in here for Phil Nee, spinning those hits. Always fun to hear brand new tunes. But don't forget, coming up still this hour, we got a trivia question for you. This one's going to be a good one. Not as old. I know I had some really older trivia facts for you this week, so this one's a little newer than that, at least more around my timeline. And we're at 27 degrees, but right now, another brand new tune for you this week. This is Gabby Barrett, Dance Like No One's Watching, which is pretty much what I do all the time.
I was 7 years old. He was holding my hand. So we walked in the gym. He could tell I was scared. He said, "You can't pretend. It's just you and me." So I closed my eyes and I stood on his feet. And he said, "Damn."
A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, we want to make the transition as easy as possible. Whether you are moving into assisted living, downsizing, or looking for a change, we got it. We are willing to work around your schedule. We offer delivery, setup, and disposal. We carry a variety of comfortable and functional pieces to fit everyone's needs, such as lift chairs, adjustable beds, and more. Stop into A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet to make your transition easier. Open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., and Saturdays, 9 to noon.
Jay's Power Center in Reedsburg has everything to make the outdoors awesome. From Polaris ATVs, UTVs, snowmobiles, timber sled kits, and slingshots, there's a great lineup of Can-Am ATVs and UTVs, genuine scooters, Rahoo dirt bikes, and Ski-Doo snowmobiles. And that's just a partial list of Jay's Power Center. Come in or call 768-3297 today. Jay's Power Center Reedsburg, ready to get you and the family outside.
Jay's Power Center. Get on out there.
Some banks today are a whole lot more interested in the interest you pay them than the interest they take in you. Richland County Bank, your local hometown bank, appreciates the chance to have you as a customer. But that's just the beginning. Richland County Bank is interested in you. It's a part of Richland County Bank's commitment to great customer service. If you're interested in a bank that's interested in you, Richland County Bank is the right choice. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Choosing to bundle your auto and homeowners coverage isn't just convenient, it can save you money. Hi, this is Julie at State Farm. On top of the monthly savings when bundling auto and homeowners, our agency can help you select affordable coverages and price options just for you. It's what we call the personal price plan. How do I start bundling? Well, whether you call, email, or drop by the office, talking to the Julie Karen State Farm team is the first step to discovering how much time, effort, and money you could save by bundling your auto and homeowners coverage. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
This Saturday, hop over to the Killian Meyer Building, Crosco Park, for an exciting event. The Mission Church and Crime Stoppers are teaming up to bring you the ultimate community Easter egg hunt, starting at 10:30 a.m. Children up to age 12 will search for eggs in various stages, and all will walk away with a bag of candy. The Easter Bunny will be making an appearance for pictures as well, so don't miss out on the fun. See you there.
Hello, I'm Karen Tepley, and I'm seeking the office of mayor. In the past 6 years, I've worked closely with city staff on impactful projects like wayfinding signs and the Cobblestone Hotel. Recently, our mayor emphasized economic development as his sole platform. Many of these projects were led by our skilled professionals like Jason Glassbrenner and Ashley Oliphant. As your mayor, I'll uphold the role outlined by state statutes and support our experts. If you believe in collaborative leadership, vote for me on April 2nd, and let's build a stronger Richland Center together.
The trivia question of the day today, sponsored by Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe in downtown Richland Center. Family owned and operated with made from scratch bakery items, unique lunch options, and locally sourced products.
Hello, WRCO listeners. This is Kenny, the wannabe baker from Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Deli in downtown Richland Center. Hey, we are now offering fresh and hot Cornish pasties every Wednesday from 11 a.m. till they're gone. Stop in, order them online, or give us a call at 649-BAKE. That's 649-2253. Remember, on Wednesdays, don't let our pasties pass you by. Thanks again, and stay on the sunny side.
Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe will now be open 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. Tuesday through Friday and 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. on Saturday.
All right, time for today's trivia question with a chance to win a delicious treat to Christie's Sunnyside Bakery. Well, we're heading to music history today, and we're taking a look back on this day, March 29th. That NSYNC's album, No Strings Attached, sold 2.4 million copies in its first week out, setting a record for first week sales. It was on this day. And what year, though? Was it 1998, 1999, 2000, or 2001? One of the popular tunes, of course, from this album, the Bye 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 song.
Bye bye bye.
Be the correct caller right now at 647-4155 and you can win.
Simple as my mama said when I was very young. She told me not to worry, son, one day you'll be someone. But here I am at 21, as loaded as a stagecoach shotgun. I'm sorry, mama, please don't look at me. Yeah, when I got to Oklahoma, I was 17. My papa taught me how to work, and Lord, he was mean. Working all day in that August heat, and he taught me how to fish. My uncle taught me how to drink.
Well, I went to California and I had me a band, and we played in all the bars in all the southern lands. We played all night and we drank for free, all of my boys and me. Now I'm 23 and there ain't nobody who can drink like me. Soon I'll be 24 and the Lord knows that I can't drink no more. I know I should have taken it slow. It's not the way that my life goes. Now I know. When you're passed out on the floor, sober by 24. Well, I had a girl who loved me the whole damn time, and I drank my whiskey and she drank wine. Soon my bottle was too much to company. Yeah, we'd sit on the river and we'd fish all day, and we'd drive across the country, let the radio play. 7 damn years, I never thought she'd leave. About 24. Simple as my mama said when I was very young. She told me not to worry, son. One day you'll be someone. Here I am at 21, as loaded as a stagecoach shotgun. I'm sorry, mama, please don't look at me.
Chase Beckham, coming in at number 3 this week, was 5 last week with his song 23 on Fresh from the Country. We do have a winner of trivia. This one had a lot of callers, but kind of stumped some people. But it did deal with NSYNC, a popular pop group, with their album No Strings Attached, a very popular album as well, selling 2.4 million copies in its first week out, setting a record for first week sales back in 2000. That's right, 2000 is the answer. And Jeremiah Hassel of Richland Center having the correct response here on today's Fresh from the Country and trivia with Christy Sunnyside. So he wins a treat from Christy Sunnyside. A very popular album. I actually had the album. Had a lot of songs you could kind of groove to, including It's Gonna Be Me. Well, actually, it's going to be April pretty soon. But after that, it's going to be May. And we are at 29 degrees. Coming up in a little bit, we'll take a look at some of the big hits, the top ones from this week's country music chart.
Choosing to bundle your auto and homeowners coverage isn't just convenient. It can save you money. Hi, this is Julie at State Farm. On top of the monthly savings when bundling auto and homeowners, our agency can help you select affordable coverages and price options just for you. It's what we call the personal price plan. How do I start bundling? Well, whether you call, email, or drop by the office, talking to the Julie Karen State Farm team is the first step to discovering how much time, effort, and money you could save by bundling your auto and homeowners coverage. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hey, Jason Schultz here with USA Mortgage. Is 2024 your year to buy a house? I can help you with an FHA loan, a VA loan, a USDA loan, a conventional loan, or a first-time home buyer loan. And if you give me a call and you say you heard my ad on WRCO, I will pay up to $250 towards your appraisal. So give me a call, let your questions be answered, and let's get comfortable and let's build a relationship and let me and my team help you buy a house in 2024. 608-604-5068.
I'm Jimmy. I've been with U.S. Cellular for years now, so they asked me to announce their special customer event, Us Days. I said, I get nervous. Maybe we record it somewhere relaxing, like a hot tub. Us Days means exclusive offers like up to $1,200 to upgrade to any new phone, which I'll be needing because I just dropped my phone.
Us Days at U.S. Cellular. Get up to $1,200 to upgrade to any new phone. Terms apply after portrayal.
Us Days is a special upgrade event for all eligible customers. Now through April 3rd, visit Cell Plus, your authorized agent for U.S. Cellular in Richland Center, Spring Green, Reedsburg, and Viroqua.
Make sure the roof over your head is built to last with premium roofing supplies from Harchi Lumber. Quality shingles not only improve the appearance of your roof, but will protect you for years to come. Harchi has a full inventory of shingles and materials in stock from leading manufacturers like CertainTeed, Decra, GAF, and more. Plus, they carry the largest stock of steel roofing and siding products in Wisconsin with many lengths and colors available. Stop in today at Harchi Lumber, Highway 33, between Lavelle and Reedsburg.
Wilkinson Auctions is holding its spring equipment consignment auction at the Muscadet Auction Yard Thursday, April 4th. This auction features semi-tractors and trailers, some very nice planting and tillage equipment, nice hay equipment, a half dozen skid loaders, attachments, hand tools, and much more. Wilkinson Auctions spring equipment consignment auction at the Muscadet Auction Yard Thursday, April 4th. Live and online bidding available. More info on this auction at wilkinsonauctions.com.
Richland County Bank in downtown Richland Center has been a partner in creating opportunities for local people and businesses since 1881. That's a lot of different loans for a lot of different people in a lot of different circumstances, but all decided the same way by local people at your local hometown independent bank, the Richland County Bank. See what a local bank can do for you. Richland County Bank, downtown Richland Center. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Hi, Travis with Wirtz Floor and Home. Want to improve your sleep quality? Maybe a mattress with a built-in cooling cover is just what you need from American Bedding that is made right here in Wisconsin. Stop down to our newly remodeled showroom and see why we have quickly become Spring Green's largest mattress dealer. With over a dozen mattresses on display, our expert staff will assist you in finding the perfect mattress to give you a quality night's sleep. Located on Highway 14 next to the Ring Brothers.
My name is Jeremiah Hassel for the Richland County Right to Life. I am the result of an unplanned pregnancy. I'm grateful my mother chose life. Babies are not an inconvenience, not a nuisance. They're a miracle. That's right. Life is a miracle. I believe Easter is a reminder that Jesus rose again, and without him, my life wouldn't be the same. Let's celebrate life and protect the unborn. See the Richland County Right to Life on Facebook to see what services and options are available to you.
Just a few minutes away from 9 o'clock, our morning show right around the corner, and we have a great one. Phil Nee had a chance to talk with some of the Richland sports medicine athletic trainers, so we'll hear from them. But first, coming in at number two this week, up from number three last week, it's Morgan Wallen with Man Made a Bar.
Sat down on a bar stool like a darn fool. She walked out again. Bartender said, I got you. Yeah, cause I too have been in your boots, my friend. Opened up back in 85. Got me over my first wife. Been staying busy since the first night. It's a story old as time. God made the world in 7 short days. He said it was good. I bet it was great. And God made a man, and man got lonely. He said, please, Lord, if I could only have an angel to hold in my arms. So God made a girl his best work of art. Oh, but he didn't make no place to go when she breaks your heart. So man made a bar. Some guys, it's a good time, the half price, half dozen buckets of beer. Some say it's a cover band, that's a cover man. I know why they're here, didn't go the way he planned it. Damn, the devil did some damage. So God made the world in 7 short days. He said it was good, I bet it was great. God made a man got lonely. He said, please, Lord.
swing so hard, it's a man-made ball. Short days, said it was good, I bet it was great. God made man, man got wrong day. He said, please Lord, if I could only have an angel to hold him on. So God made a girl his best work of art. Oh, but he didn't make no place to go when she breaks your heart. So man made a ball.
Coming in at number two, Morgan Wallen teaming up with Eric Church for Man Made a Bar. Time for the number one song this week on the Airplay charts. Up from number two last week, it's Hardy. Here's Truck Bed.
I woke up on the wrong side of the truck bed this morning with a bone dry bottle of Jack Daniels pouring. Damn, she got some nerve when she kicked me to the curb. Guess you could say I got what I deserve. As I woke up on the wrong side of the truck bed this morning. Yeah. She said, don't come home if you go to the bar. So I said, okay, baby, then got drunk out in the yard. 2 a.m., I knock, knock, knock up on the door. But she never unlocked, locked it. Guess I don't live there no more. Yeah, she meant business this time. I can't believe my bloodshot eyes. I woke up on the wrong side of the truck bed this morning with a bone dry bottle of Jack Daniels pouring. Damn, she got some nerve when she kicked me to the curb. Guess you could say I got what I deserve. As I woke up on the wrong side of the truck bed this morning. My head, a camo jacket for a blanket, then passed out like I was dead. Still got one heck of a buzz. If I look like a train wreck, it's because I woke up on the wrong side of the truck bed this morning with a bone dry bottle of Jack Daniels pouring. Guess she got some nerve when she kicked me to the curb. Guess you could say I got what I deserve. As I woke up on the wrong side of the truck bed. This morning, yeah. I woke up on the wrong side of the truck bed this morning. Yes, I did. I can't believe I gotta be at work at 9. Bird's about to catch this 45. Oh, I guess if this really is goodbye, at least I took my boots off this time. I woke up on you could say I got what I deserve.
I woke up on the wrong side of the truck bed this morning with a bone dry bottle of Jack Daniels pouring. Damn, she got some nerve when she kicked me to the curb. Guess you could say I got what I deserve.
There you have it. Number one song on this week's Fresh from the Country on the country charts, Hardy. Truck bed. The 9 o'clock news sponsored by Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, continuing the long tradition of